Hello, welcome to the Tuesday, April 19th, 2016 edition of the Sands and Stauntoners Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Albuquerque, New Mexico. Today we got a diary by Pascal, and I think it's his first diary after writing a couple of trial diaries for you that he wrote as a full Internet Storm Center handler. He is living in Switzerland, and he's writing about the Retief malware. I hope I pronounced this correctly. The interesting thing about this malware is, first of all, how it intercepts the user's connections. It goes after online banking credentials, and in order to do that, it does redirect users' connections to certain bank websites through special proxies that are then being used to harvest credentials. Now, this particular Trojan, you may not have heard too much about it if you're mostly dealing with malware in the US, because it tends to target Austria, Sweden, Switzerland, and Japan, all countries in which two-factor authentication is rather prevalent. And as a result, it actually also installs a rogue Android app in order to defeat two-factor authentication by, for example, intercepting SMS tokens that the user may receive from the bank. So, pretty interesting piece of software, and Pascal here did summarize some of the main features, also some of the ways how you may be able to spot this particular variant. And according to a blog post by Cisco's Talos research team, ransomware is switching focus somewhat from hospitals to high schools. In particular, JBoss appears to be a target here, or vulnerabilities in JBoss. And Talos identified the Destiny software, which is used as a library management system in schools, as one vector how many of these systems got compromised. Now, Talos did look into Destiny in particular and found that several thousands of these systems had potential backdoors installed. Luckily, the manufacturer of this particular product was able to roll out a remote patch to systems to fix vulnerabilities, but also to look for any foreign files, in particular backdoors that may have been installed on systems. So these systems were, for the most part, backdoored, sort of waiting for a ransomware infection to happen, and many of them hadn't been infected yet. And hopefully now, due to Follett's, the maker of Destiny's, efforts have been cured, at least for now. But in our honeypots, we also see a lot of attack attempts against JBoss, so that's certainly something that appears to be gaining more prominence here as ransomware and other malware is targeting servers. Apple released some interesting usage statistics for its fingerprint sensor on its iPhone and how people are locking their iPhones. With the fingerprint sensor enabled and available on iPhones, about 90% of iPhone users are locking their iPhones, up from only about 50% before the introduction of the fingerprint sensor. And well, of course, this is all about user convenience, and Apple also mentioned that the average iPhone user unlocks their iPhone about 80 times a day, which of course means that most users would not pick any kind of reasonably strong password if there wouldn't be a fingerprint sensor that you can use most of the time to unlock your phone. Fingerprint sensors have been criticized, of course, in the past, because many of them, including the iPhone's one, are bypassable with a relatively simple means. But then again, it's probably better than not locking your iPhone at all. And in the iPhone's case, once you reboot the phone, you have to enter your full passcode again. But you don't have to enter it 80 times a day. Now, one problem with Apple has always been its reliance on open source software, but not actually keeping up with patches for this open source software. Latest example, Git. There have been a number of high profile and exploitable code execution vulnerabilities in Git that Apple so far has not patched in its operating system. In particular, if you installed Xcode, typically Git is not installed by default, but if you did install the Apple Developer Tools, which is Xcode, then you do have now a vulnerable version of Git. In order to exploit it, the attacker would still have to get you to reach out to a malicious Git server, but then again, that can probably be done with a simple link. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow.